There was once a little boy who wanted to rock. However, as rock musicians know very well, mastering power chords and shredding like guitar heroes is really hard. So, the boy's dad wrote a children's book to help his son. But, as WBUR's Andrea Shea reports ahead of Father's Day this weekend, the book turned into a much bigger music project than expected.
It seems David Weiser's son Arlen was born with rock and roll in his soul.
He would be, you know, in diapers as a toddler, and we would have a playlist that was mostly Bowie and Queen. The odd AC/DC song would come on. He would drop his toys, march over to the speakers, stare at them, rapt. And when the song ended, he would cry and scream for more.
But when Arlen was a little older and big enough to hold an electric guitar, Weiser says his son would melt down as he tried to emulate his rock heroes, including AC/DC's Angus Young.
It was hard. It didn't sound right.
It was so difficult to see him crying and stomping up and down and wanting to not do it anymore and being mad at himself, being down on himself.
So Weiser, a pianist who also loves music, started making up tall tales about real rock stars who got angry at their instruments.
What did T-Rex do? What did Mark Bolan do when he was having trouble?
I forgot.
What did he do with his flying V?
He ate it. And Chrissy Hynde did to our harmonica. She put it in the oven and cooked it.
Chrissy Hynde from the Pretenders.
She threw it in the oven.
She threw it right in the oven.
And closed it.
And did hearing those stories make you feel a little better when you were frustrated?
Yeah. Arlen's struggles and those goofy stories inspired Weiser to start writing an equally playful rhyming children's book called The Boy Who Wanted to Rock. They turn its pages in their Haverhill home.
The instruments all made a horrible
noise.
This was quite different from playing with
toys.
The boy storms out the door, then encounters some helpful creatures. A friendly dog teaches him about rhythm on drums, and an octopus shows him the 8 notes on a piano with his 8 tentacles. But Arlen's favorite characters are the goblins and trolls who want the boy to join their rock band.
We'll teach you to strut and to do it with swagger, just like we taught
Mick Jagger,
Angus, Prince, and Mick Jagger.
Weiser has seen a lot of strutting firsthand. He's worked with professional musicians as a sound designer and keyboard programmer in orchestra pits for Broadway shows, including School of Rock. Weiser's also toured with The Who and his musical hero, David Bowie. He jokes that his children's book has really been an elaborate cover for him to keep acting like a kid, but says over the years, he's observed how rockers and producers are always searching for ways to channel their inner child.
When people go to teach kids music, we always try to stifle them and make them like us. Even though when we're punched in working as musicians, we're trying to be like them. And so this book is an attempt to sort of let kids know that the things that make you a kid are the things that will make you an effective rocker.
Weiser says he never planned to publish a children's book, but when he shared the story with colleagues he worked with on musicals, including Jesus Christ Superstar, they loved the idea and wanted to help. So Weiser took out loans, found an illustrator, and self-published the hardcover. Then came the audiobook. Weiser says British theater star Rhea Jones enthusiastically agreed to be the narrator.
There once was a boy who wanted to rock. Sadly, this boy was in for a shock.
Things didn't go. And what would a book about the unbridled joy of rock be without some Weiser says the collaborators wanted to write songs that aren't your typical children's music.
Feeling down when he first tries. 6 strings and dreams of a tour. Strum that axe and you realize it takes more than you bargained for.
The musicians and artists offered to pitch in pro bono, but Weiser insisted on paying them during the pandemic that decimated the live entertainment industry.
Even if the little tiny bit of work that I provided was like putting an Alka-Seltzer in the ocean, at least it was something. Everyone got paid up front.
Practice.
practice makes perfect. Yeah, that's what they say. Now I wanna know if there's another way.
While practicing is part of the children's book's message, Weiser says it's not about scales and lessons.
The book ends with mohawks and monsters and guitars and stomping and clapping and shouting and these things that kids can relate to, so that even just by reading the book, the kids are getting something that gives back a little bit when learning music at first does not give back very much.
Now Arlen is starting to get something back from his guitar. His dad plugs in a kid-sized red three-stringed electric that's tuned to power chords.
I wonder if Andrea knows Smoke on the Water.
The six-year-old has dreams of being in a rock band, but his dad says Arlen also wants to be a scientist and a race car driver. And that's cool, too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.